Are you ready?
Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins.
We just become best friends.
Yep.
Making sense of it all.
Now I get it.
And having some fun.
Lighten up, Francis.
This is the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show.
Food shortages.
Good.
Are they on the way?
We have so much to look forward to, don't we?
I saw this. This was from Yahoo Finance. And a lot of people have reported this. But people are starting to hoard the food.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
Did you see this? People are talking about, well, the supply chain issues. Yeah, this is going to be a problem. And again, Jen Psaki, White House press secretary.
Oh, it'd be a shame you didn't get your treadmill.
Right.
Not just talking about treadmills or luxury items or whatever you want to call them. Talking about food. And you're going to see this more and more all over the country. Because you're talking about, oh, man, Chicago. Dill Pickle Food Co-op ran out of certain dry goods. What's the other part? Denver Public Schools. We've been struggling with supply chain issues with different items since school started. It continues to pop up. It's like playing whack-a-mole. You've mentioned in many places, David.
Oh, yeah.
School lunches are a problem.
Yeah, school lunches, there is one that sounds kind of funny right now because at least there's still food, but they're wrapping up hot dogs and tortillas because they don't have buns. You know, I heard from a friend who went to a major convenience store who they didn't have cups. I mean, these are little things right now in the grand scheme of things, but this is a real issue. And just again, maybe if you have things like worker shortages happening, if you have issues with the supply chain, so, you know, logistics companies are going to have to focus on offloading at ports versus driving from Abilene to Houston or whatever it may be, whatever the route may be. I mean, you actually are going to have a major issue coming, and people have been warning about it for a couple of months. My freezer stocked up with meat. I'll just say that. I'm not encouraging anyone to go out and hoard, but I have been hoarding for a couple
months. It's like you'll be using that now when you hire a roofer.
Right.
It's like, I've got 3 prime ribs. Can you do my roof? Yes.
I've got some chicken.
Yeah. Start bartering with food.
Sometimes it comes down to personal taste.
Okay.
Okay. So question answered. We're doing our best here to respect everyone's thoughts and wishes. The number one's a freaking travesty. I'm telling you that right now.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it totally is. Number two got absolutely hosed.
Oh, number. Okay.
You know it did.
No, I
we'll
don't know it did.
Let the people decide. Go ahead, David.
Yeah.
Who's next?
Let's talk to Mary. Hey, Mary.
Hi, guys. Happy Friday.
Happy you Friday. Too, Mary.
Hey, well, several songs came to mind, but I'm going with Elton John and Benny and the Jets.
Heck yes.
Okay.
Number one.
Wow. Good job, Mary. Congrats.
I tried to help you out on this. I really did.
What do you mean?
I looked at this every which way. We had a tie between number one and number two.
Yes.
And I had number two ranked higher than what number one is, than Benny and the Jets. I did.
You did?
I looked at this from every angle. And no, looking at it, I did. You look at it.
You need new glasses. Something's up.
Number
Listen,
one record.
Listen, man, that's the thing. I ranked that song high. I really like Benny and the Jets.
Yeah.
I mean, that. I was a little kid when that was out. I think you played it on the radio, Scott.
No, I didn't.
Anyway.
That was a current.
I really like that song. That whole run that Elton John had in the early to mid-70s is fantastic. And I, you know what? In the end, you'll understand why I'm not even that bent about it. I think number two got hosed, but that's okay. That's what makes this countdown fun.
You seem pretty bent out of shape.
Benny and the Jets
was
number one, not only on the top 40 charts, but also the R&B charts.
You know what? That's an interesting fact.
And now on with the countdown.
Thank you. Nimrod's the news for our friends in Florida. You know it's coming. Starting in Florida. Tampa Bay to be exact. 20-year-old woman, Braden Lankford, facing charges. Why? Assaulting her own mom.
Oh, geez.
Yeah, hold on. You think assault, you're like, but you're beating her up, whatever.
Yeah.
Now you're throwing tacos at her. They've been arguing about cleaning the house. You need to clean the house. No! I'm done cleaning the house. So she picked up 2 tacos, threw them at her mom's head. Can't do that.
Sounds like somebody threw tacos at me.
They've got something to taco about.
That didn't just happen, did it?
CBS News has discovered that kids seem to behave better when there are strong father figures around them.
Oh, what? No.
So they had, and this is really, it is a cool story. A group of dads in Shreveport, Louisiana, there was a massive problem with fighting at Southwood High School. So a guy named Michael Lafitte did something. He got a bunch of dads together to volunteer, and what they do is they hang out at the school. They're kind of like hall monitors, kids coming into class, you know, having conversations with them, giving them the look to make sure that they're staying on the right path. It's really great. There's like
the
40...
look. What does that look mean? That sounds intimidating.
Well, it works.
Yeah, it does.
That sounds like toxic masculinity.
Oh, yeah! No. No, and it actually has worked. And here's part of the report. The reporter is interviewing them. That's the voice you'll hear first. And he's just amazed that these people aren't trained professionals.
Oh, my gosh.
Nobody here has a degree in school counseling.
No.
No majors in criminal justice.
No.
Your qualifications are?
We're dads. We decided the best people who can take care of our kids are who?
Us.
Not everybody has
the father figure,
at home.
Or a male, period, in their life.
So just to be here makes a big difference.
Do you think you stumbled onto something here?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Yeah.
No! You don't need no man!
Yeah, you do. You do. I mean, I love seeing this. Grown men, real men, going in, seeing a problem, and taking care of it to the
Absolutely.
Best of their abilities. You know, I love that. And I love that the school is good with it. Because there
Yes.
are a lot of schools in this country where that would not be tolerated. They wouldn't want it.
Probably not.
And I love this. And the best part to me was hearing from the kids.
All right.
I immediately felt a form of safety.
The school has really just been, like, happy, and you can feel it.
We stopped fighting. People started going to class.
How could that be?
You ever heard of a look?
A look? Dads have the power to do that?
Yes. Not many people know it, but yes.
Yeah, when you don't cut their testicles off, they do. That's what this country's been trying to do for decades now.
Toxic masculinity, yeah.
School board in Ohio has blasted that national group, the school board group, for labeling parents as domestic terrorists and has pulled their membership. There are a lot of school board associations across the country.
Oh, yeah.
They're upset with the parent one. The one thing that I hadn't played for you guys yet was that nuts teacher in Texas that did the song about parents being terrorists.
Oh, geez. Well,
no, again, put it to song.
Yes.
Oh, no.
Remember for a while, David was torturing us?
Yes.
With crazy liberals and their songs?
Yeah.
Either celebrating something or, I don't know, protesting something? Yeah, it's a song. I'll just roll it for you.
Here's your ostinato. Terrorists, terrorists, purple for parents are. Terrorists, terrorists, purple for parents are.
Parents for purple, that's about like traditional education. She says terrorists.
While some had good intentions, they all were misinformed. Now threatening violence, doxing teachers has become the norm. They come to school board meetings with lots of things to say, and they will bully, cuss, or scream if they don't get their way.
There you go. I won't put you through anything else.
Oh, dear.
She has been teaching kids for years.
Her dozen cats loved the song, just in fairness.
You know, as a cat,
they were just polite.
I resent that. Yeah. She doesn't deserve cats.
When she left the room, they talked behind her back.
Probably did.
Freaking awful.
Can you imagine the mister?
Come on. There's no mister.
That guy?
Come on.
Sure, he's a very strong masculine man.
Man, that guy left for the secretary years ago. That's why she's singing on TikTok now.
Her husband, Merrick Garland.
Robbins, so far, got his dream scenario as far as baseball goes.
Dude, I am so happy about this because this is going to make the woke insane if it hasn't already. You've got two teams, one representing the state of Texas, of course. You know what's wrong with Texas, right? And the other...
But they cheat and bang on garbage cans, the Astros?
No. This is the abortion law.
Come on.
It's the abortion.
Sorry, I'm sorry. Yes,
you know,
that's right.
They banned abortion in Texas.
Yes.
And, of course, then you know what the problem is in Georgia. You've got terrible racist election laws going on there. They took the All-Star game out and moved it to Colorado, if you remember correctly.
Well, Jim Crow 2.0.
Jim Crow on steroids, blah, 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 this and that. Well, now they really had a conundrum here because you've got Texas and you've got Georgia squaring off in the World Series. And somebody, Rob Manfred, that mealy-mouthed, squeamish jag bag, is going to have to stand on the field, I hope in Atlanta, and award the world champion Braves their trophy. And as he's doing that, I want 55,000 people to stand up and go, oh!
and do the chop thing.
I thought for sure you were going to say, let's go, Brandon.
Well, and follow it with let's go, Brandon, in unison. I want to hear it all. I want to see if that guy even shows up on the field. I do.
After an entire weekend of saying whatever words he wanted, he has to tame it back down again.
Screwing the people of Atlanta out of millions of dollars in tourist revenue, hotels, motels, restaurants, nightlife, everything attached to it, gone because he lied about the voting bill.
Who's going to be the first one? And you follow this more than I do, Scott, but who's going to be the first reporter to ask the MLB commissioner, hey, have you given consideration to moving the World Series out of Atlanta?
You know, nobody, as far as I know, no one's asked.
Because this is definitely a bigger revenue than the All-Star game is.
Yes.
And they said, we don't want to support Georgia's racist laws. So is it less racist now?
I had a lot of our listeners send me the MLB playoff schedule this weekend.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they sent it to me on Facebook, but it was like, you know, game one, Astros, you know, versus Braves in Houston. Game two, Braves versus Astros in Denver.
Walensky, wasn't she the one that had to break it to her son that had looked forward to summer camp
To camp. Kid can't go to camp.
Yeah.
20 years from now, he's going to be on a psychiatrist's couch, and that'll be one of the things he talks about.
Especially because of the way that she set the whole story up. It's twisted.
Yes.
First, he was going to go, right?
Yeah. Yes.
Then she told him he couldn't go.
Yeah.
Right.
He had been counting down the days on the calendar,
yeah,
right. She said.
Yeah, marking the days off on the calendar.
Marking the days off, and then it's like 2 days before camp time, or maybe the day of, something like that, and I told him he couldn't go to camp. Dang, lady, you got a heart of ice. What is wrong with you?
I hate you, Mom. I hate you.
Well, the other thing, I got to be honest, that I was wondering to myself was, you know, I went to a few summer camps as a kid. What goes on at that summer camp? Because it was not worth counting down the calendar for.
No.
The camp I went to. What's going on at that camp? I don't quite understand. But yeah, that's right. Yeah, she broke his heart because it led him to believe all that time. Yeah, and then not going to happen for you.
Well, hadn't they even packed? Like they were starting the packing process, and
it's like he's got his duffel bag out on the curb.
Yeah,
his mom comes
out.
Got
his little lantern with him.
Come on, Mom, we're gonna be late. We're gonna be late to go get the bus. Sorry,
we
son.
Haven't
got his canteen. Damn,
it does. I feel bad for that kid. I don't even know him.
Kicking rocks in the backyard now.
We'll have our own camp in a bubble.
Yeah, right.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
It's getting into the Van Camp childhood area of sadness.
We're going to have safe s'mores. That is to say, they're not on skewers, and they're certainly not over an open flame. And you know what? Marshmallows aren't very good for you, so here's some celery. These are s'mores now, kid. Enjoy it. Have fun at camp.
Counseling and education.
So the CDC director, Rochelle Walensky, was on Fox News Sunday, and she was asked by the angry duckling, Chris Wallace, about the vaccine mandates. And now a lot of cops and firefighters and even healthcare workers are pushing back against them.
Mm-hmm.
Because any sane person knows that you are, by instituting these vaccine mandates, you are not actually improving public health. But in fact, you are unnecessarily purging people who were working this entire time without a vaccine. Maybe they've had COVID already. Maybe they're just like, hey, I want to wait a little while.
That's the craziest part about it. Working all this time through the pandemic. But now, well, you're not thinking of others.
Right.
You're being selfish. It's unreal.
Yeah, it is.
So here's what she had to say.
Okay.
So we believe it is very important to get these people vaccinated. There is a plan, should these people not want to be vaccinated, mm-hmm. towards education and counseling to get people the information they need.
To get the information they need. It's these hospital workers, these knuckle draggers, these dopes.
Do they really see what it looks like when they talk like this?
No.
Do they really see what it looks like?
Do they look like people with a high amount of critical self-awareness skills?
Exactly. I don't get it.
No, of course not.
They called waterboarding torture.
Obviously, we have all the answers. We're the smart ones. Now, listen, we've been patient with these, you know, law enforcement officials and these medical people. But listen, now we're going to go one more time here, the extra step. We're going to educate them.
Yes, I hate that, by the way. I hate the term. You need to educate yourself.
And counsel. Because then maybe they'll see the error of their ways.
You can't have one without the other.
There's probably a good reason they don't want to be vaccinated.
No, there isn't. They just don't know.
And I know the whole thing with Biden a few months ago. Hey, we've been patient with this.
Yeah.
I know I said before we would never mandate this thing, but we were patient. And you people didn't come along. So we've run out of patience. He actually said that.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're going to make you do it or you're going to lose your job. And some people go, well, you can take that job and shove it. Well, hold on a second. No, we're going to make you get it. We'll give you education.
You will be assimilated, says the Borg Queen.
This is really something.
To get people the information they need so that they are feeling comfortable in getting vaccinated.
But what about the argument that we're talking about public health here? If you have a large part of a police force leaving, in terms of public health, aren't you further behind the ball rather than having made gains?
You know, the way you can down a police force is by having a COVID outbreak in that police force.
Isn't she the same person? The nervous ninny out there saying, you know what, we have to tackle guns.
Right.
The gun violence is so terrible. We need to tackle guns. What do you think? You got cops that are going to kill more people with COVID than getting guns off the street?
Mm-hmm.
Are you
kidding
me?
Stop or I'll cough!
There's an elephant in the room. That belongs to them. The Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show.